The call to order law enforcement and public safety, September 2nd, 2020. I'll take a motion to approve the August 5th meeting minutes and transcripts.
I'll move it.
Second. John, so Dean and John Heppner, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. So we have four resolutions. The first resolution is, before I start on the resolutions, the sheriff would like to talk to us a little bit. Sorry. It's been a long day.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm sure you guys heard about the man's second indictment and extradition from New Jersey on an individual that was dealing fentanyl knowingly and killed one of our residents in the town of Rochester. That was this morning. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, and all members of the Legislative Law Enforcement Committee. I'm here because I wanted to have a few minutes of your time in regards to the new leadership change at Urgent. This actually occurred about about 2.5-3 months ago. And Jared Blades, who was a prosecutor with the district attorney's office, became the chief civil administrator for the sheriff's office last year. There was a change of leadership in regards to Urgent. And I asked Jared to step in to that position, and it was approved by the district attorney, myself, and the other sitting colleague of the commission that runs Urgent. I wanted to get the opportunity to introduce him to you. The importance of this is that there's a civilian oversight over Urgent, prosecutor, an attorney who knows about the law, who knows about search warrants and the proper way of going after cases and actually, make sure we prosecute these cases properly and that we do everything right. So I'm pretty happy to have Jared on the team. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you the new commander of Urgent. And if you have any questions, by all means, please ask.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. So the sheriff asked me to do a brief intro. Is that what you guys would be okay with?
That'd be great. Thank you.
So as Sheriff introduced me, thank you, Sheriff. My name is Jared Blades. Born and raised in Ulster County, Ellenville, actually, a proud Ellenville graduate here. Started my career in the Monroe County DA's office. Had the opportunity to transfer back and be a prosecutor in Ulster County for several years, mainly prosecuting cases in Kingston City Court, cases for Urgent, and mainly narcotics and gang cases. So throughout my career in the DA's office, I handled those types of cases. I also have referred you'd have to check the stats, but I'm pretty sure I've referred more cases to drug court than any other prosecutor in the office. A very good friend and a mentor of mine, Judge Ball, down in City Court. And I was able to get a taste of treatment courts up in Monroe County. They have a veterans court, a mental health court, and a drug court. And I'm a firm believer in those. So I've drafted search warrants with the DA's office, and I've drafted drug treatment court contracts when I was with the DA's office. Have litigated cases through jury trial that have resulted in state prison sentences. I've also made referrals to drug treatment court and have had the honor to dismiss a charge completely when someone graduated drug court, which is, believe it or not, slightly more rewarding than a conviction after trial. I think it's more meaningful and harder to get to. It's a long road. So those are some of the positive things. The sheriff and the police chiefs voted and named me the new commander of Urgent. It's an honor. I'm very humbled by it. I don't believe the men and women in the Urgent Task Force will ever get the credit that they deserve for a lot of the great work, but I'm proud to lead that organization and bring light to the positive things we can do. I think it's important to embrace our past, but look to the future. And I think the future has quite a few intersecting areas. I think it involves treatment. It involves intelligence-based policing. It involves coordination with federal partners, state partners, the district attorney's office. I have a phenomenal relationship with all the DAs up in the DA's office. And we have a phenomenal group of investigators. A lot of the cases that you'll see in press releases, even just this week, are holding or looking to hold people accountable for homicide offenses related to overdoses and drug dealing. And huge, large fentanyl-laced heroin busts. We're going after the big targets, people who are maybe crossing county lines and bringing it back into Ulster County. And I think that's a newer approach. I think it's a more surgical approach. It takes a lot of time, a lot of surveillance. But I think that's the new way of doing things. And the sheriff obviously has a background in narcotics most of his career. So he's a phenomenal resource for me. And as a civilian, the rights of everyone, either before they're accused or when they're accused, are paramount. Anything we can do to keep all the investigators and anyone in this office updated on case law, anything we can do to enhance our investigations, but at the same time, even if someone's accused of something, still protecting their rights. So that's kind of what I'm about. I really appreciate the time. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. I did speak with the Police Chiefs Association today. I was a member prior to my appointment in Urgent, but I stressed to them, any time, any day, anybody has a question or something that I can assist with, I would love to make my information available, and I would encourage you to never be bashful to reach out.
Thank you. And thank you so much for introducing yourself. It sounds very, very exciting, all the background you're bringing to the table. I think, you know, one of the things you had mentioned was the fact that a lot of the work that's done by Urgent goes unnoticed. Perhaps we could figure out a way that on a regular basis you could at least share with this group not just the big busts that go in the newspaper, but really share the process and evolution and what's going on. That way we at least are more familiar with the efforts of Urgent. That would be great.
Absolutely. I think transparency is paramount, and I think there's a lot that I would love to share with you guys and take you through some things, individual case studies that I think are absolutely fascinating. I'd like to highlight a lot of the good, which I think we did this week in Big Bus, but I think there's a lot of good. I'd love to report to you the amount of people we've referred to drug court and how many people have graduated. I think that's just as important to our work. And actually, since being involved with Urgent, we've had discussions about Is there any reason to believe this person's a user? And we coordinated with the DA's office. We roll up our sleeves and say, here's exactly what we know about this person. And I have to say, we're using, and the DA's office has even, we're using Oracle, where if we have a drug bust, but there's someone who maybe during surveillance did a deal, they're not a criminal. There's someone who needs potential rehab or resources. We're able to share our intelligence with Oracle, have Oracle discreetly dispatched out to them to assist people who I think would like help in a non-handcuff situation. And there is on this side of it, yes, there's people who need to be held accountable for dealing drugs. But at the same time, I think Urgent's taking that next step in sharing intelligence with other agencies and trying to do the right thing. We coordinate with TPS. But I think Oracle has been something that we're able to track. We've had investigators assist driving people to rehab. That is something we should be doing, and we will continue to do that. But we've had constructive conversations with the DA's office whenever we believe someone could and should be referred to drug court. And we're fortunate to have one located right in Kingston.
That's great. I think we should do a lot more to talk about the successes of Oracle and drug court. So I look forward to learning more. Do other people have questions? Well, thank you so much, both of you, for giving us some time today. We look forward to seeing you a lot in the future.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate what you guys do as well, and the sheriff would love to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and again, thank you. Just briefly on this last arrest from this morning. This started back in January where the Road Patrol and criminal detectives showed up at a fatality in the town of Rochester. He was a 35-year-old male. On his phone, there were messages going back and forth with his dealer, and the parents gave permission to talk to that individual on their son's phone. We were able to transfer to another phone where they were able to talk with the dealer. They went actually went to New Jersey, worked with the DA, the New Jersey State Police, went down to New Jersey, and they did what's called a RIP, but showed up to make the deal, and he got arrested. That was the person that was responsible for the death of a resident here in Ulster County. He was extradited on Monday, and the district attorney's office indicted him, and he is presently awaiting his court adjudication at the Ulster County Jail. That's just one of the small, big cases. By the way, it's the first time in Ulster County's history, and probably in the Hudson Valley, that someone was charged for manslaughter second in relation to knowing selling fentanyl to someone and causing death of someone. So that's just some of the work that we do. I don't want to hold up a lot of your time. I know you're busy, but I wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to introduce the urgent commander. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheriff, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
John, I'll give you a call. I owe you a call.
Okay. So thanks, let's move everybody on to our resolutions. The first resolution, Resolution 308, authorizing the Chair of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the Emergency Management Performance Grant. Motion to discuss.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Okay, Fabiano, Heppner second. Any discussion?
This is basically getting free money, right?
Yes, this is Steve. Thank you, everybody, for having me on. It's the Emergency Management Planning Grant, so it's a supplemental grant for $39,000 that's specifically going to be used for COVID expenses.
Great. All in favor of resolution number 308?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. All right. Unanimous. Resolution number 309, authorizing the Chair of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any amendments hereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for fiscal year 20 State Homeland Security Program. Motion to discuss.
Make that motion, Haynes.
Haynes. Second. Heppner second. Steve, is there anything you want to add on this one?
This is our typical state Homeland Security Program grant we get every year. This year it's slightly down a little bit than it was previously. It's at $257,748, but it's going to be used for to supplement law enforcement SLE TPP funding as well as the health department and the radio system, the public safety radio system as well.
Great, thanks. Any other questions for Steve or any comments about this? All in favor of resolution number 309?
Aye.
Against? Abstained? Okay, so moved. Resolution 317, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County AccuCare Nursing and Home Care. Motion to discuss?
I'll make that motion, Haynes.
Haynes. Heppner second. Steve, do you have anything to say on this?
This is the contract nurses that are assisting the public health portion of the Department of Health for response to COVID. I think there was a discussion yesterday or a couple days ago at another meeting with Mark as well. this is 75% reimbursable. The whole contract is reimbursable by FEMA. During the disaster declaration. So 75%, at least 75% of this funding will be coming back to the county.
Legislator Haynes?
So we've increased this not to exceed amount as well that's attached to this. Is that correct, Eve?
Yeah, so it was 300 and it's now 450 is the not to exceed.
And if I'm correct in you know, please correct me if I'm wrong, clearly, this reimbursable money from FEMA though, we could be looking several years out.
And it's not guaranteed. I mean, that's the other part is it's should be reimbursed at 75%, but at the public health meeting, it was, that was specifically asked by legislator Bruno and Mark had said that there is not a guarantee of this money.
Okay.
I'll add to that. And I don't know, Steve, if you know, I think some of the concern also at the public health meeting, was the resolution lacked the documentation that said specifically this is what we found we needed to increase by 150,000. That just 2 months ago we had the do not exceed to 300,000, it moved to 150, but there was not necessarily the clarification as to where that number came from. Do you know if there's the possibility of getting to the legislature the actual back information so that we can understand where those counts and where those numbers come from? Because I think that might help alleviate some concerns.
Yeah, sure. The reasoning for the increase, yes. We can, I can provide some backup documentation to that.
That would be great. Legislator Fabiano?
Yes. In the contracts prior to this, has FEMA come through with their funding?
In previous disasters?
Yes.
Yeah, they have, yes.
So they never really didn't come through when they said they were gonna fund the program, whatever we were doing.
Not with my experience. I mean, it oftentimes takes some time to get the funding. In fact, we just received a Irene and Lee disaster funding check here just recently.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge, it hasn't been funded.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to just clarify, it wasn't so much that we shouldn't count on it, it's just we can't guarantee. I mean, with COVID, exactly. It's different than in the past. The federal government changed, you know, has a lot of things, so we could never know for sure 100%. And we will be responsible for 25% of this no matter what, at least.
Right.
So I do think it'd be very helpful to have that documentation and truly understand what role, you know, I would imagine no one in the legislature, I could feel safe speaking for everyone, has an issue and against nurses and feels that nurses are needed. But I think knowing, really documenting what this is, especially given that the do not exceed to 300 was just a couple months ago, what changed in this 2 months that there was this add-on to 150,000 would be very helpful.
Yeah, that's not an unreasonable ask. I'll do my best to get you some backup documentation.
Great. Other people have any questions? Okay, all in favor of approving resolution number 317?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Last, we have resolution number 318, approving the execution of a contract of $50,000 entered into the county for communications for the district attorney. Motion to discuss?
I'll make that motion, Haynes.
Haynes, second. Hepner, any discussion? Okay, all in favor of resolution 318?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. Criminal Justice Reform Task Force, the only update, well, not the only, so the update, there are three standing committees right now, subcommittees of the task force that are very productive. There is the Restorative Justice Subcommittee, there is a Centralized Arraignment Subcommittee, and there is the Criminal Justice Discrimination Subcommittee. Again, they're each moving forward in their own ways. The centralized arraignment is currently challenged a bit by needing to have buy-in from the judges before we could have a centralized arraignment. For those of you who are less familiar with that, that deals with any case that's seen in the middle of the night rather than having a judge wake up in whatever town or village that they might be, you have one centralized court and the judges would rotate. And that way there would always be someone there. And that way there'd also always be a public defender there and someone from the district attorney's office. And this happens in other counties. And if we do get buy-in, we'll have to pass a legislative local law to make us a centralized arraignment location. But until we know that the judges have fully are bought into this, we can't proceed. But that will be something going further. The restorative justice, I wanted you to also know that they have decided to start having monthly restorative justice trainings. These are led through Family of Woodstock and the Restorative Justice Center, so Kim Mapes and Dana Katz. They're 2 hours, and they're intended for two purposes. On the far end, the goal is ultimately that there's somebody trained in all areas of Ulster County so that they could eventually have these circles to divert cases from trial to a restorative justice circle when appropriate, as deemed by the district attorney and the public defender. The second part is just to understand about restorative justice. So many people attend the training just to learn more about it. You don't have to attend the training and commit to being a facilitator. But if you did want to be a facilitator, you can. I believe that the meetings, and I was looking before this to get the dates, I believe that they were talking about always doing it like the third Monday of every month. I'm going to have to confirm when that is. But which would give you a few weeks if you wanted to come to September's or to spread it out. The idea would be that, again, since we do need facilitators ultimately across the county, that we eventually let people know in all of our municipalities about these trainings so that we have people everywhere. But you're all welcome to come, or any other legislator or any other person who just wants to learn about restorative justice.
Yeah, I actually signed up for the 21st.
Oh, it is the 21st. Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought so. And if that doesn't work, it'll be the third Monday every month is the plan going forward. Great. Any new business anybody wants to bring up? Okay. Any old business that anyone wants to put to rest? All right. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you, everybody. Stay safe.